This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, we have Angler U, the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. Weather, 83 down on the island this morning, and no rain right now. And today it looks like a mix of clouds and sun through the morning hours. And it'll be followed by increased clouds with showers developing this afternoon with a high of 86. Winds will be south 10 to 20. That rain chance about 40% tonight. Pretty much the same. Less chance of rain, about 20%. South-southeast winds 10 to 20 for tomorrow. About a 50% chance of rain. Partly cloudy in the morning, increasing clouds. And showers later in the day, high around 85. South winds 10 to 20. 10 to 20. That's what it says. It's calm right now. It's not looking too bad. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're sitting on a low right now. That occurred right after midnight at 12:11 a.m. It was a negative 0.4, and we have a high coming up at 9:25 a.m. It's a 1.5, and 6:19 a.m. is sunrise, 8:20 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 94%. And looking offshore, south-southeast, 7 to 9 miles per hour. Inshore, it's kind of variable, anywhere from south-southwest at the Galveston Channel, about 3 to 5, southeast 7 to 8 at Eagle Point, and east at 5 to 8 up at Morgan's Point. So it's kind of, winds are down and variable, so that's good. And I hope everybody's able to get out on the pond today and catch a few fish and watch the weather. You never know, some of these storms, man, those storms up above me yesterday, afternoon and evening, man, they just sat there dumping rain. That's pretty bizarre. We'll find out from Richard how much he got up that way. It looked like a lot to me. Anyway, all right, let's run over to Sabine Lake and that area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's going on over there?
Boy, did it rain. Oh, good grief. It ran over. I take a huge rain. I mean, my rain gauge already had 4.5 inches in it from the day before, so it obviously ran over.
Gosh.
That was a Noah's flood.
Oh, man.
Telling you, a flood of biblical proportions. Yeah, it was over my driveway a foot deep when I drove
in.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. I thought I was going to have to launch the boat again.
My gosh.
It was just, that was incredible. And it never rained at the water where I was at.
Right.
Not one time. We didn't even get a sprinkle down there, but we could see it up to the north.
Yeah, we're staying above the coastline.
Yeah. Now that worked out. I mean, you know, we pretty well eased around where we wanted to go and hammered the fish.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we had some pretty trout yesterday. And finally, 120-inch redfish.
Caught a slot.
I couldn't believe it. It was like, wow. So the star yesterday was K. Wiggler bobtail and pearl white with chartreuse tail.
Right.
Didn't throw a little John yesterday. I couldn't find the right color I wanted to throw. Or it would have caught too, you know.
Right.
Anyway, we boxed a two-man limit. You know, no sweat. And I'll tell you what happened yesterday. That tide was rushing in so strong at daylight. It was kind of hard to catch fish. I mean, it was rushing so strong, it was stirring up sediment. And we caught one here and two over there and finally got on one spot where we caught 10.
Right.
But it was all reefs or mud bottom. And when that tide peaked out, at about, I don't know, must have been 11:30, thereabouts.
Yeah.
And slowed down just a little. All sediment dropped out. And then we went around and caught everything we wanted to catch. That's just how easy it was. But that tide was way too strong, and hopefully it won't be that strong this morning, but I bet it will. That's just a...
Yeah, we're pretty much the exact same schedule as yesterday.
Yeah.
About 40 seconds or 40 minutes later, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's where we're at.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a steep curve on the incoming. And hopefully, it'll settle out. You know, maybe. But it's very difficult to catch those fish when that current is running that strong.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine found some birds yesterday in the lake.
Yeah.
And the water was dirty because it was moving there real fast too, but somehow he found a flock of birds, and that school was so big that he caught 45 trout. Got his three-man limit just as quick as he could just throw bait.
Right.
He called me at like 8 o'clock. He said, I'm struggling to catch fish. And then he called me at 8:30. He said, we're done. We got 45. We're putting it on the tray.
Good Lord.
I can't even figure that, but hey, good for him.
Yes. Well, enjoy those birds in the middle of the lake because, man, I'm sure y'all are going to have a lot of water coming down these rivers, too, like we are right now. Trinity River, we're flood stage and all that. It's terrible.
Oh, we got water everywhere.
Unbelievable.
But I think that it's just going to solidify the patterns we've got going. I mean, it's ridiculous. This much rain in June, I don't even know what to say about it.
Well,
and it's been going on all year. So.
Well, this time of year last year when the Trinity River got up to 100 and I think they were letting 114,000 cubic feet out of Lake Livingston.
Yeah.
It was June last year when they did that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I guess we missed our prediction.
Yeah.
June 9th or what?
June 6th.
June 6th. Oh, that was your prediction. Okay. Well, I guess we just missed it, buddy.
Yeah. We should because we're not weather people. Weather people only get it about half right. So, hey, who knows?
Yeah,
it was something to look forward to. Gave us some false hope.
That's right. I mean, what other profession can you be wrong 80% of the time and still get your paycheck?
That's it. I'm with you. We don't have that luxury. We got to produce or we don't work.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there is no failure factor here.
Failure is not an option.
Nope.
Well, no. It's fun fighting all the elements, bouncing around here and there and just figuring them out.
Yeah, it's sometimes really complicated. But if it was easy, everybody could do it.
So your buddy could catch 45 fish because he put in Louisiana, but if you put in Texas, he would only been able to keep 9.
Yeah, just
isn't that
several
amazing
hundred yards across the channel. Don't make sense, does it?
No, not for the same lake to have that, you know. That that just seems so strange to me.
Yep. Yes, and it does. It's odd.
Yeah. If you're from Texas, you only get 9. Now, he's from Louisiana, so he gets 45.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll work.
I guess that's why they call it the sportsman's paradise.
It is.
I hear that all the time, and it's like, oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. I'm sure they wiped that school out, you know. But you think I didn't wipe out all the places where I caught 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to pay $2,000 to fish their side of the system?
Yeah, how about that?
Yes. So my thoughts about that is, if I got to pay it, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Why not? Fish for sale.
I feel like that the limit on Sabine Lake should be 10. Totally, everywhere.
Yeah.
That's just my thinking. If I could get 10 apiece for my guys on the Louisiana side, well, that would just be great.
Yes.
That way we would conserve even more fish. But the way they're thinking is, I don't know.
Yeah, when you get that figured out, let me know about it, because that's
I don't understand. Got it figured out, buddy. No, I don't either. But it is what it is, and I have to deal with it. So.
And naturally,
and everybody.
All you're going to do is you're just going to drive across the bridge and put in on the Louisiana side every day. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Why not? And a lot of my business is based on numbers.
Yeah.
As long as I can keep producing them. And it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Years and years. But we did catch some pretty good hammers yesterday. Oh, man. Those things, they were 16 to 19s. I mean, some good ones. Now, we've had a few 13 and a half, so maybe 5 of them. The rest of them were all, they were all tide runners where I was at. But, yeah, we've got muddy water everywhere.
Man.
I mean, just in the last 3 days, that water has turned ugly. If it wasn't for these strong tides pushing all that salt water in, I mean, that was an incredible tide yesterday. The boat was floating above the docks. And I thought, wow. This is incredible, man.
Yeah.
Didn't have to climb down in the boat. But the first good, really, really low tide we get, there won't be no fishing that day. Might be at the top of the tide. When it starts out and goes out and goes out and goes out and goes out, flushes, there'll be nothing but fresh water in that channel and the lake. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Can't
right
get a
now.
Break, man. It's 10 years running now. This all started in 2015.
Actually, 2016.
Well, for me, I'm talking about me. Galveston
Bay,
2015.
Right.
Remember the big flood in 2015? It pushed all the fish down south, and it was just a free-for-all. Guides were running 3 and 4 trips a day, filling their boxes up.
Yeah.
Might as well, though, because, I mean, a freeze will come right in behind that and kill all of them. I mean, it is what it is.
You know,
I mean, it's just something that we've been fighting for years. I mean, you just catch them while they're there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when the doves come through and load your property up. You better shoot them then, because they may end up somewhere down the road 2 days later. Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, they sure will.
That's the way it works. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hang on a second, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Well, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover all topics under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding the library of videos to cover all topics, and they're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. So whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 421 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back.
And I'm back here with you.
You know, today is the U.S. Army's 250th birthday.
No kidding.
Yep, 250 years.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. We're still in, we're a young country.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll still be here in 50 years.
We will. We're not going anywhere. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, what's your plan of attack today? Are you going today?
Yes, I'm rolling down the long, lonesome highway.
Yeah.
At my usual 55 miles an hour, trying to dodge the other people that are going so much faster.
Well, they do, don't
they? It's always, hey, it's dangerous to drive I-10.
Man, I hate putting my boat on I-10. I just hate pulling.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Then you have the concrete walls and the trailer's wider than the truck. It's Our Lady of Perpetual Construction. What I-10 is. It never stops.
I just got a text from a listener. This is interesting. I didn't see it. I try to stay up to snuff on current affairs, but I said, did you see where this little hammerhead shark falls out of the sky onto a golf course in South Carolina? Boy, their shark problem's worse than ours. It's raining sharks over there. It's raining cats and dogs in Texas and sharks in South Carolina. Unbelievable.
Yeah, can you even believe it?
He said he's going to try to send me the article. That's pretty good.
That's
raining
nuts.
Sharks. We got y'all beat. Oh, well.
Hey, man. I can believe it.
So basically what you were telling me earlier, your water's just kind of, it looks pretty bad all the way, even down the channel and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty dirty. But if we get that booming high tide that we got yesterday.
Yeah.
When it slowed down, it all the sediment dropped out and it cleared off where you could see down, you know, maybe a foot in some places.
Yeah. So it's
good
probably
enough,
actually a lot more, cleaner underneath, basically, is what
I
think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And once that tide quits running, then a lot of that cleaner water gets to come to the surface.
Yes, I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, that's good. That stacks them up and puts them in piles everywhere. It's a good thing.
Yeah, when that happened, I think we probably had 15 head.
Yeah.
We finished that other 15 within 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's good steady
had
fishing.
Had to move two times. Yeah. And those fish caught one spot. There was a mud bottom with a little bit of loose shell in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were dragging it, 5 foot of water, 5.5, 6 foot,
yeah,
dragging it on the bottom. If you pulled it up off the bottom and popped it up, you didn't catch those fish.
Well, you had the bottom dredge in.
Yep, bottom dredge, and then the next place we went to nearby was a reef that was 3.5 foot deep.
Right.
Solid shell, and you had to work the heck out of it to keep it from getting hung.
Right. Well.
So that was two different situations right there, and we had to change up. And so a lot of those places like that, I've learned that the fish want to stay on the bottom for some reason.
Yeah.
and our top water pipe has been zero. I think I have got a really good top water fisherman went with me the other day. He caught one trout, and it was a good one. One trout on top water, rest of it was all soft plastics.
Oh, and Sabine, those fish over there used to be just absolutely nuts for top waters.
I know, but that was when we had salt water.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I really think that what makes them do that is they're holding the bottom as close as they can to stay in as much salt as they can.
That and plus, you know, with the currents, you know, you got freshwater current and saltwater current, and, you know, the water's real turbid, and there's plenty of the oxygen levels good from top to bottom, you know, and the salinity's better towards the bottom. It all makes sense. You know, you've been doing it a long time. You know.
Yeah.
It is a...
It falls into patterns.
And a lot of people go, well, how did you know that's the way we were going to catch? I said, well, I didn't know when I put the boat in the water. It's just, you got to fish it out. You know it.
Yeah.
The smaller the water column, the easier it is to find fish and catch fish. And then when they get in a real deep pattern, then you have these conditions. Then, you know, it's pretty much a no-brainer. They're going to be near the bottom. But sometimes they're not. If they're suspended, that's why you got to fish it out and figure it out. You just got to.
That's exactly right.
Got to work things out. Sort things out.
You have to think on the fly.
That's it.
And usually when I launch the boat, when I need a little bit of daylight to see what the water color is, and then I can determine what I need to do.
And yes.
That versus the tide speed, you know, it's just, you just have to know. And the only way to know is go out there and get experience and work at it.
You don't know unless you go. You got to figure
right,
it out.
That's right, you don't know. Yeah, it keeps it interesting, but... And when you think you know everything, you automatically know that you don't. Because I'm learning something every day. It's just a really unique situation.
I'm with
but
you.
I guess that, you know, if you really think about it, it does follow scientific patterns. But I'm not one to think about it that way. I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants.
That's why I got the journeyman attitude, man. I just go do it. Man, I sit back, try to analyze and be a textbookter and all that, and tides and winds and currents. I mean, hey, that just go fishing. You'll figure it out. If you got any kind of skill at all, you're gonna find them. You're gonna catch them. It's just the way.
And for sure. You know, and I've said this many times, and you have too. You get paralysis by analysis.
You sure do.
You try to plan a perfect day of fishing.
You're
it
in
ain't
trouble.
Never gonna happen.
It never happens.
No. You just got to work it out.
That's it. Paralysis by analysis.
That's exactly what people do.
They
read tide charts and all this stuff, and they try to do the long-range weather plan and, you know, triple X tides. All of that's nonsense.
Yeah,
that's just nonsense. Go out there and observe what you got at the time. That day, the day that you go fishing is the day that you've got to be there. You know,
I get people go, how do you know the tide's coming in? I said, look at that crab trap. See that current swirling around there? That's tide. It's coming in.
Yeah, which way is it going?
And when the current's going the other way, that means it's going to be going out. Oh, well. Nice. Shut up and fish, yeah. Man.
Shut up and fish.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy. Somebody wants to come over and shut up and fish with you. How'd I get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
Yeah, that's by the Seat of the Pants Guide Service. We get them. All right, man. Hey, have a good day. Watch that old weather out there. Watch them pop-ups, man.
Will do, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, man.
All right, brother. Later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. Easy to find in downtown Belleville. Check out their smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with bulk pricing available on their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese. They have hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their new Chuck Wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties seasoned to perfection and loaded with cheddar cheese. And you can try their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, open year-round. It never closes, so check out their new sausage recipe they have available. You got to try it. Get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Yeah, that hammerhead that fell out of the sky, it fell out of the talons of an osprey. I mean, that makes sense. No big deal. They weren't really sure whether the thing would survive or if it was alive when it hit the ground. I don't think not. Anyway, that's from ABC News. Not much to report on. Boy. All right, let's go up to Conroe. Let's check in with Richard Tosh, the fish dude. Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Man, how much rain did you get out of that mess yesterday? You just sat up there all day.
I'll tell you what, it was crazy. We got, you know, it's this. I'm not sure how much it was, but the lake come up about 6 inches. So it's,
I bet
it's a pretty good bit of rain. There ain't no doubt about that. So it's all good though. Hopefully these fish will bite this morning. That's the main thing. Get them rascals to do like they've been doing. It won't hurt my feelings. So because them goofy old hybrids, they're still going pretty hard. I had a couple of days where they slowed down on me, but then all of a sudden they fired back up. So
yeah.
Ain't no big deal. Ain't no big deal. So that's didn't see what them catfish are going to do too, because I've been trying to mix it up, doing some hybrids real quick, and then turn around and flip it over and do some catfishing too. So it's it's all pretty good though. But like I said, this dang lake, it come up pretty quick. Because at the house, I didn't get hardly anything up there in Huntsville, but down here at the lake.
Yeah, it stayed below you, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it stayed right below me down up there. But I had people sending me pictures of the Calvary Road down here covered with water, running over it. So it's like, goodness. And then I get down here to the lake this morning and see the water's over some of the docks where yesterday.
Yeah,
it was about 6 inches
high this
lower.
Morning on Conrad.
I guarantee it is. There ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt about that. So. I'm just curious to see how much more it's going to come up, because I hadn't even looked at the River Authority's page yet to see what all they're showing as far as incoming and outgoing, if they're dumping water or not. So
right,
it's it's just one of them deals where it'll settle down here for long. But it's kind of I'm just glad to see this rain this time of year. You know, it's one of those things. You know, typically it starts drying up till about end of July, might get a little rain, and then October get some more. So it's a welcome amount of water, in my opinion. You know, way everything stays kind of wet and damp, maybe we'll get some good horn growth on these deer this year. So that's what I'm looking at, see if them rascals will start growing right, because they're right in the middle of growing their horns right now. So
Velvet horns popping out on all of them. I've been seeing, everybody's been sending me their feeder pictures going, boy, this is going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's a good deal. I mean, like I say, that moisture is going to help.
They so much bigger when they're in velvet, you know. It makes
they do, don't
bigger.
They?
Yeah, it does.
They look like absolute giants.
Right.
And then whenever they get it all rubbed off, it's like, man, that thing, I thought it was bigger than that. But it's all good. And, you know, that's one thing I like about it. And what's funny is when they do start finally rubbing it off, it's usually about the first part of September around Labor Day, and they'll go from having that velvet all over to having nothing in no time. I mean, goodness, it's amazing how quick they'll get that stuff off of there.
Yeah.
But it's it's one of them things. You know, I'm ready for all of it. It don't hurt my feelings at all. I just want to catch fish and then go hunt, right? So
that's
the way to do that. But I tell you what, like I say, these dang fish are still doing good right now. So it's not hurting my feelings at all on Conroe. It's just, I hadn't even checked the water temp this morning, but it was been running in the upper 80s, like 86, 87. So
right.
It may hopefully that fresh water kind of cooled it down a little bit and make these fish continue for a few more weeks anyway.
Yeah, you probably got a little drop in temperature. You'll know when you go out there this morning, but.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Well, that's the thing with these hybrids. Once that temperature gets too high, they kind of get lockjaw. They don't want to bite hardly at all. So it's it's one of them deals where I kind of watch that temperature every year, and I know dang good and well it's at a certain point when it gets like 88, 89, they're going to lock up and they ain't going to eat. So it's one of those things. And then later on in July, it'll be in the 90s, and it's like, good night. You know, it's how much hotter can it get? Right now, my water temperature is reading 81, so we had a pretty good drop in the temp, but that's in the creek, though. That's where all the water's coming out of. So that all that fresh water, you know, and like I say, it's been running 86 or 87. So it made 5 degree drop anyway, so can't complain.
Brim ought to be all over the beds now. I mean, all those
they're getting close.
Picture brim.
I hear you. They're getting close. I've been looking at them at some of the beds, and I'm seeing a few of them showing up in there, but they're not real thick yet. They're working on it. So
yeah,
it's getting to that point. That's for dang sure. I know once they get up there, them dang old bass will start eating them too. So that's even better. It won't hurt my feelings at all.
Protein for them big bucket mouths.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's amazing how you know, during the bass spawn, those brim are up there trying to eat the eggs of those bass while they lay them, and that's why they get so protective of those beds, and the bass do. And then after that, the brim go up there and do their thing on the beds.
And it's
the
payback
bass.
Time for the bass.
It is.
They just eat the whole fish.
That's exactly right.
We'll show you what this is all about.
That's right. Who's the boss in this place? I guarantee you. There'll be some giants show up around them beds, too. That's the thing. You have some big bass that show up and eat them rascals. So it's kind of fun when you're catching those fish around those brim beds, because it's years ago I was fishing a little lake. It's probably about a 40 acre lake, and I'd fish out there pretty regular, and I'd be using little crappie jigs and stuff like that, and you'd throw up towards the bank, you'd catch a brim, drag it out a little bit further, there'd be crappie, drag it out just beyond the crappie, and it was bass. I mean, it was like just three different layers of fish, and it was just fun to sit there and catch them all and figure out, if I throw closer, I'm going to get the brim. If I throw a little further out, I'm going to catch some crappie. If I throw a little bit further out, then I'm going to catch some brim. Mm-hmm. I mean, some bass. And they're just all up there kind of intermingling. So it was just a neat little deal when you kind of figure stuff like that out, and it's that's back in the old beetle spin days when everybody, chucking in them ponds.
I love throwing them beetle spins, man.
I'll tell you what, the beetle spin, a hula popper, jitterbug, all them dang things. I mean, those are the baits that you used to pond fish with all the time. And you'd catch the heck out of fish on every one of them, too. And then you had that old, if you wanted to go to a spinner bait, you went to that old H&H spinner bait with that double hook on it. So it's, I mean, it's crazy, some of the baits that we used to use. And then, like we've talked about it before, that Lunker lure, when it first come out, I had a buddy of mine get one of them. And he threw that thing out there, and it went to clacking and banging. And I'm going, there ain't no way a fish is going to hit that. Bull and about corn. That time, boom. I'm telling you, they knocked the fire out of it. Boy, I tell you what, it's something else. And, just the evolution of all this stuff over the years, that's just – you think about a lot of different things, or I do anyway. Like bottled water, for example. The first time when they first come out with bottled water, I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You can get it right out of the spigot, And now everybody's got bottled water all the time. So it's crazy how things change, and you kind of adapt with them. And some of them are real great ideas in the beginning, like the bottled water. It's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, but it's, because you're used to going out there out of the water hose or whatever and getting you a drink. So
best thing ever had was glass bottles, and they quit all that now.
Yes,
plastic,
yes.
Or aluminum. That's got to be really good for your health,
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it. Well, the thing about the glass is, and I used to hate it because there's, places that I used to go swimming all the time, people take them dang glass bottles and they'd bust and you'd step on them and cut your dang. That's the only thing I didn't like about the glass bottles. But you got to give and take. And I guess that's part of the take. You don't get cut up like you used to with them glass bottles. I mean, everybody would take them down years and years ago. In the 70s and stuff, take them down to the river or whatever and go swimming. And then some people go to chunking them out there and busting them. They don't think, it's like, good night.
When I was a kid running at night, we had this little grass cut through alley in our neighborhood. And I cut through there and I'm, naturally barefoot.
Oh, of course, yeah.
7-Up bottle where the bottom was still intact with a big, long, jagged piece coming off of that. Went through the bottom of my foot and out the top of the foot. And when I hit the road, I heard this clopping noise. I'm going, what did I step on? It happened so quick, I didn't even feel it.
I'll be darned. That's crazy.
Oh, that was bad. That was in the middle of the summer, man. I shut down for about 2 weeks on that deal. Everybody's fishing, and I couldn't get my foot wet. Or
That's horrible. That's horrible. That kept you on the bank. Flatlander. That's what it was. I see you. But it's
that made me start wearing shoes quite a bit after that. You know.
I hear you. Well,
I'll
tell you what. I stepped on a glass bottle similar to that when I was in gym in school in like the sixth grade. You know, it's like and cut like that, and because I was running around out there barefoot in school, I was still hard headed. I never changed. I kept on going barefoot. The only time it changed me is after that flesh eating bacteria, you know, where I got that muscle and skin graft on there. I ain't got no choice. I have to wear shoes.
No, you need to watch out for that, brother. Well,
yeah, that's
Richard,
the thing,
I'm out of time, man. Well, I got to go. Are you fishing today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here right now. Father's Day tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, can't beat it.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to call you, Richard, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, have a good day. Hope the weather holds for you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, man. Later.
All right.
That's the Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to jump down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Getting ready to go and fight the mosquitoes, I guess.
Yeah, we ought to have a little nice little crop coming up with all this rain. Here we go again, brother.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, we finally got our share of rain down here, so.
Yeah, y'all did.
Yeah. There's water everywhere.
I bet there is. I bet Bink's loving that for his duck ponds.
Oh, yeah. He needs it.
Yeah.
All the duck hunters need it. But, you know, it's going to help us flushing out that Colorado River finally. I mean, it's been like 2 years since it's been flushed.
Yeah. Well, it ought to be on the rise right now, locally.
Yeah. You, a few people went down there today, but there's a big redfish tournament out of Portic, and one of the major ones, and there's tower boats everywhere, man.
I bet there is.
I know when Jeez. I was catching.
Did we lose Charlie? See if you can get him back.
There's a lot of activity there.
There he is. He's back. Charlie, we lost you there for about 30 seconds.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, for about 30 seconds. You were talking about a tournament out of Port O'Connor, a big one.
Yeah. There's been tower boats everywhere down there all week long.
Right.
So we, the people that fished yesterday, here in East Bay, you know, it cleared up, but it wasn't clear for them in the morning. We ran an afternoon trip and caught fish, but you know, we had to grind on them to catch them. It wasn't nothing easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where not to go this morning. I can tell you that.
Do you? I think, that's good.
So we'll see what happens, but. We should have a big crowd down here, and like we do every Saturday. And we got fish to catch. East Bay's all clear now, I can tell you that. Yesterday morning it wasn't for the guys, but it cleared up, and they're streaky. You can see the streaks of fresh water, and in years past, that can be easy fishing.
Sure it can. Fishing them streaks, man.
Find the bait.
Oh, yeah.
All it takes is finding that bait.
Right.
That's all it's going to take. So that's what's going on down here, Mickey.
Well, at least you got something going.
Yeah. So how much rain did y'all get yesterday?
I didn't get any yesterday. It stayed above me all day.
Okay.
But that Trinity River watershed got a bunch. I mean, we got flood floodwaters all through Moss Bluff and, you know, Liberty County, Goodrich, all the old familiar hot spots on flooding. Foot of water over the yep. roads and all that junk. It's, I tell you, can't catch a break.
Yep. Over here, we went from having no rain and dry conditions to plenty rain and plenty water standing everywhere. So
with that Colorado River flushing, I guess who would be the main recipient of those fish? West Bay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to push them down that south shoreline, and then you'll have the tide runners coming through from, Pascavallo coming yeah. out the way, and then we're going to have we'll have fish coming out of the Colorado coming the other direction. So
that's good.
It'll be good.
Well, them sharks are already there waiting on them, too. Sharks are going to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You don't put a fish on a stringer down there, buddy. You better have some type of a device to put them in. I can tell you that.
It's worse now than it's ever been, isn't it? It gets worse every year, doesn't it?
You know, you look out, and like when I went down there last week, you used to look out there in West Matagorda Bay, and there'd be up to 100 shrimp boats out there.
Right.
I didn't see one anywhere.
No call for the predators. They got to come.
No.
They got to come to where you're at, where the fish are. I got to come in and get them.
That's right. They're going to do it. Be prepared for it. That's all I can tell you.
Makes a difference. Jeez.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That's about it in a nutshell, Mick.
All right. You running tomorrow on Father's Day?
No. I'm fishing today, and I'm got about 3 days off. I'll head back to the house.
Atta boy. All right. Well, I wish you a happy Father's Day, Charlie. I won't be talking to you tomorrow, and I hope all comes out well today. Get them. Hit them hard.
Appreciate it. We're going to do it, Mickey. You have a happy Father's Day, too.
I'm going to do it, and if somebody wants to come fish with you, Charlie, throw them out a number, buddy.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, my friend. Charlie, have a good day. Hope the weather holds.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, see you, man. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's currently going on. That started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all the way through Labor Day. You got all summer with all these opportunities to, you know, went over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And fish for all these great prizes for inshore and offshore divisions. They have 120 tagged redfish swimming around in inshore waters just waiting to be caught, and other species to fish for like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. It's easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.